This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website, including, let me see, you can give me your email address, right? That wouldn't kill you. And I send out an email once a week. I let you know who's coming on the show, what we're going to be talking about. Okay, some of the guests, some of the issues. Yes, I sell stuff on there, okay? Like my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping, White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate. And you don't have to. You don't have to be afraid of. You don't have to hate us. I give you the information you need in the book. Also, you know, I've got my Stan shirt on. You can only see it if you're watching. Anyway, I got my Stan shirt on, and it's real simple. We got protests going on. Well, I call them riots, because that's really what they are. Let's call them what they are, riots. So you have the other side rioting all over the country because they're upset with a constitutionally elected president. They think that's not the way to go because they don't like it. And the government didn't supply or provide a trigger room, a safe room, a safe space. Or drugs, I don't know, whatever they need to come out of their funk. But they don't seem to want to let it go. So my standpoint is hashtag stand, okay? Stand for your liberty, stand for your freedom, stand for your right to speak. There's no reason for this. There's no reason for this not to happen. So I'm just trying to give you something to work with. I'm just trying to give you something that you can wear in solidarity with others. Let them know that you're standing. You're standing for the right for this to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You might be stuck with me all night. We'll see what happens. Let's see. Where do we start? Oh, I guess NATO's in the news, isn't they? Aren't they? Aren't they? President Trump. I know the rest of CNN was going out of their minds. This just made them crazy. And I should play the two different clips because, you know, they cut them in different places. They break them up in different places. But I'm not going to. But Trump rips the NATO leaders or members just standing feet away from him for not meeting their defense obligations. I love this. This is great. So, like, he's not supposed to. Well, let's read this verse. So he's feet away from these other NATO members. He scolded 23 of the 28 member nations for not meeting their defense spending obligations. Because, you know, we did. Right? The U.S. Not only did we meet them, we go above and beyond. We pay more. Now, Trump was visiting at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, when he made his remarks after leading a moment of silence for the victims of the terrorist attack in Manchester, England. Now, Trump said that NATO of the future must focus on terrorism and immigration, as well as the threats of Russia on NATO's southern and eastern borders. Now, these grave security concerns are the same reason that I have been very, very direct with Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance and saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations. He said, Trump said, but 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they're supposed to be paying. Now, this is not fair to the taxpayers of the United States. You know why? Because we pick up the deficit. We pick up the extra money. We help out with the dollars. Now, Trump hosted NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House last month and remarked that no longer thought that NATO was obsolete, as he had. Well, you know, part of the reason he thought they were obsolete was the same reason the rest of us did. They don't pay anything. They don't do anything unless they're told to do it. They only do as much as you tell them to do. They don't have any real money to put to really put the forces they need in and to take care of the things the way they do. You know, where are they? And the NATO inspectors, how many times have NATO inspectors missed so many things? I don't know if it's underfunded, understaffed, or what. But Trump pointed out that the U.S. spent more on defense in the past 8 years than all other NATO members. All of them combined. We should recognize that these chronic underpayments and growing threats, even 2% of the GDP, is insufficient. Now, it's funny because somebody, you know, where's most of the money? Where's most of the stuff happening? In the Middle East? In Europe? You know, he said we have to make up for many years. So, are they going to make up all the money? Are those neighboring nations, are they going to make up all the money they haven't paid for years and years and years? And you know the sad part about this? According to the New York Times, the only other NATO countries besides the U.S. to meet their goal spending of 2%, Britain, Poland, Estonia. Think about this. Germany, France, Spain can't seem to come up with the money, but Estonia can come up with the money to pay their bill. And Greece, they're broke. They're borrowing money. Greece is borrowing money from the EU, which gets its money from the other broke nations of Europe, to pay its NATO bill. I mean, God, they're all stealing money from each other to make it happen. You'd think that the French and the Spaniards could at least jump on board to do that. The funny thing about it was when Trump was calling them out, they were kind of snickering. You know, Canada, the rest of them, Germany, Merkel's Germany, they're smirking. Were they smirking and saying, look, we screwed you people? Or were they smirking because they were uncomfortable? We'll talk more about this inside the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's, you know, the blame that Trump is getting for everything from the common cold, you know, the right's getting blamed for the bombing, the UK bombing, right? But it's just amazing to me. And I look at this stuff during the break. You guys send me a whole, you know, you'll send me some stories or some links. I get irritated because how do we let them get away with this? Right? How do we let them get away with blaming him for everything without turning around, you know, killing your subscriptions to some of these companies? You know, I told you the other day, I think my next book's going to be is Where Are the Warriors? We're the real social justice warriors. Not the make-believe one. I'm talking about ones that are really going to fight for your rights that the founding fathers left for you, well, left for us to trample on. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're talking about Trump's comments. Now, with all the money that's owed, with everything that's going on, the speech that Donald Trump gave today, or gave at NATO, was, as he was in the brand new NATO building. How did they get a brand new building if those other countries aren't paying their part of the bill? It's always amazing to me how this happens. Well, it's because we pick up a good portion of it. We make up a big difference of it. Some of those countries are down at, what, 0.004% or something like that, 0.04 was the smallest one I saw. The closest one was France at 1.7%. Now, some of the mainstream media groups are saying, well, hey, listen, you know, they've got till 2024 to do it. Well, that's true, except that they've raised that number a couple of times. Why? Why do they have to keep raising the number? Why can't those countries just live up to the expectation? I'll tell you why. Because we keep bailing them out. Because we keep paying for it. Why change if you don't have to? Why make a change when you know the U.S. is there to bill your butt out? Same thing at the U.N. We're flushing money over there as well. Trump pointed out that the U.S. spent more than on defense in the past 8 years than all other NATO members combined. He said we should recognize that these chronic underpayments and growing threats, even 2% of GDP is insufficient. So it's still not enough money, but my God, you guys agreed to pay this. You know, we should know better because those banks or the countries, France, Spain, there's a couple of Greece, France, Spain, Germany, right, Britain. For the most part, the only two countries that have any money is Germany and Britain. And they're propping up the EU bank, and the EU bank is loaning money to these broke countries. And every time they go looking for money, they have to go to the broke countries and to Germany and to Britain to get more money, to loan money to the broke. It's just nuts. Greece has got rioting in the streets, too, because they have to cut back, and the people won't let them cut back. You've been spoon-feeding these people for decades. Spoon-feed. Yes, I know some of you get upset. Well, they pay high taxes. They pay into it. They can expect to be taken care of. Do the math. They can't be taken care of. It doesn't work. It can't work. So you spoon-feed these people. The bucket's empty. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and there ain't nothing to put in the soup bowl. And the poor person standing there with their hand out, got nothing. But I paid into this all my life. Yeah, and we thank you for that, but we got nothing for you. We're done. I still get the biggest kick out of the fact that Estonia paid their bills to NATO. The other ones can't do it. Now, you look at the looks on the faces of the Canadian Prime Minister. You know, they all talk about NATO's great. Everything it does is great. We'd love to be able to contribute our money, but we can't because we don't have any, because we don't know how to handle our money. Or maybe that's not it. Maybe they have it. They just chose it not to pay it. Right? Now, Trump also got chuckles from members with a little friendly joke. Oh, here it is. He says, as he was there giving his speech, he said, I never even asked what the new NATO headquarters cost, because I refuse to do that. But it's beautiful, ain't it? It's just amazing. And we talk about how wonderful they are and how great they are. And the other countries are good at, knuckling under the U.S., getting on the U.S.'s case for things it does/doesn't do. Well, what are they doing? How are they helping out? What are they contributing, if anything at all? Always amazing to me. All right. If you guys see the video or hear the video, now the Notre Dame grads who walked out on Pence They had a reason for that. I don't think it's valid, but they did have a reason for it. They said he made them nervous. He made them feel unsafe. God, these are Notre Dame graduates. Two University of Notre Dame students who joined the walkout said they left because Pence made them feel unsafe. Luis Miranda and Anelia Tasinski defended the walkout on CNN on Monday, arguing that a commencement address is not a proper place to have differing political views. What differing political views? This is the Vice President of the United States. Probably telling you, you walked out before he gave his speech. So you're confused as to what those terms mean. The walkout was a response to the fact that members of our own community felt unwelcome, uncomfortable, and even unsafe, Tasinski claimed. This was not the appropriate event for this kind of political discourse. It should have been an event for all graduates and all family members. Well, why? Were people not allowed to go? Host Brooke Baldwin challenged the students, asking if it was fair to say that college campuses are too liberal and don't allow conservative viewpoints. That's very true. Now, Miranda said that he could not say if colleges are too liberal, but claimed to support free speech despite being unwilling to listen to Pence's address. I can't speak to the stereotype, but yes, there are difficulties over free speech, he said. It's hard to have these conversations, and we agree that free speech is a very important thing and that we shouldn't be shutting it out. But you did. But you did. By do they not understand? We'll play the clip. You're going to see how confused these young people are. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Winston Churchill said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." But how do you know when a good crisis happens? With MarketVulture.com. Get real-time alerts and stay informed as we alert you when bad things occur in the market, in the news, and in hot spots around the world. Then we tell you where to look for opportunity. Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com. Seize the opportunity.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are some messed up white people.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime.
We are back. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with us. Are you spending, not spent, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do be involved. Do be involved in the conversation, seriously. You know, it's easy to sit there and start yelling at the radio and thinking that you got all the answers and you're going to make it happen. But listen, whether you're listening to me or somebody else, listen to the conversation. Anyway, always get involved. You can send me an email to joe@therealside, @therealside.com. I figured you could figure that one out. Or head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in all kinds of things up there. Before I get involved with the Notre Dame grads, because I want to play that clip, we've got Dan from San Francisco wants to talk about Watergate comparison. So I would imagine that he's looking to compare what's going, what has gone on with Watergate. Dan, thanks for joining. David, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, Joe. I'm actually trying to get another guy who's even more expert on Watergate to call in, he's driving right now. But he's kind of a famous private eye that worked on Watergate, as well as a lot of the John F. Kennedy assassination issues. And what I was going to compare is a lot of Watergate. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of that the Watergate burglars were in there trying to find some photographs that were being used to blackmail Nixon. And Nixon had a whole lot of dirty baggage for 30 years before, the 1968 election. He was, a congressman and a senator and a vice president, and there are allegations of him, seeing to it that heroin was smuggled out of Vietnam. There's information about his role in the John F. Kennedy assassination. Any number of different discussions about smuggling, allowing Nazis into this country. Nixon had a lot to hide, and what was in those photographs is still uncertain, as I understand it. But the comparison to today, it's kind of interesting. You're familiar with the Soviet Union versus current Russia, right?
Right.
They had communism.
But David, let's get closer to where, because I don't want to drag this out to a 15-minute question. Let's get closer to where. What is the exact comparison between Watergate and what's going on today?
Well, is bad men. I guess it'd be the easiest way to say it. That you got back in John F. Kennedy's assassination, there were various bag men that were thought to be the assassins. For example, the Watergate burglars had E. Howard Hunt. They had Frank Martinez. They had one of Lyndon Johnson's bag men,
right,
who was also an assassin. And so they had three different guys in Dealey Plaza. Two of them were Watergate burglars, and the third guy was a JFK assassin bag man. Now, if you look at Flynn in current Trump, Flynn was the security advisor for the President of the United States, and he's accepting $500,000 from Turkey. Was it $45,000 just to give a speech in
right,
Russia?
Right, but let's back up a little bit. Okay, so in Watergate, Nixon was involved. He did know what was going on. Are you suggesting that Trump knew what was going on all along?
Well, and that's why I raised, how did capitalism get to Russia? Because, you see, they smuggled into the Soviet Union for 50 years. The CIA was smuggling to the Soviet Union, whether it was blue jeans or Beatles albums or heroin or anything else. There was smuggling being run into the Soviet Union. And when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, bam, who had cash money to buy up the Soviet Union? The smugglers. And so the current oligarchs of Russia are not honest capitalists. They're either using old dirty CIA project money.
Yeah, I don't.
Or
Dave, David, I don't think of capitalism when I think of Russia, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. So
you know,
who is Trump negotiating with? That's the bigger picture. Is, you know, if you got Rex Tillerson, head of Exxon, is now our Secretary of State, and he wants to frack the North Pole with Putin. I mean, that
right.
sounds like a cartoon, but it's honest to God true. They want to frack the North Pole with Putin. And
okay, I want you to come back, because you're painting these broad pictures that I know you have in your head, but not everybody listening does. So I want to come back to, you know, we've gone through, you know, Russia's not really capitalist. I don't know where we were talking, why that came in to play. But you've got the Watergate comparison. So what you're basically saying is that Trump knew what was going on. He's part of what was going on. And Flynn is only the first in a much bigger picture. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't have any doubt that Flynn could have been a bag man for two or three different people. But he was, as far as Trump was concerned, he had to be protected. He was his bag man. And
But you're sure that Trump had something to do with it?
Well, in other words, say, like, if Trump tends to be a real estate developer, would he
right.
have interest in farming? Probably not. Would he have interest in factories? Probably not. How about oil futures? Maybe, just if it was side money. Would he be interested in smuggling heroin or having the franchise on prostitutes?
So are you of the thought process, David, that he's taken, that he pursued the presidency so he'd get a leg up on all these things?
Oh, yeah, clearly Trump is a businessman first. He doesn't believe, he wants to run America as a hobby. You know, he's not interested in running America.
Why would he do that with all the money he already has, with the kind of lifestyle he was enjoying? And everybody loved him before. I mean, doesn't everybody want to be loved? Why would he do all of this with no real major upside? I mean, other than maybe he can make some nice investments or whatever, and take all this crap and garbage just to be president. I don't know if I'm not a Trump lover, but I'm not in agreement that the reason he did all of this was for some dark reason.
Well, you know, there people have different motivations. I think in the long run, do you know who Roy Cohen was?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, he was a famous mob attorney for about 40 years in New York City. He died in the late 80s, if I remember it, maybe the early 1990s. But he was a mob attorney for probably all during 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s anyway. And he goes back, actually, he was a sidekick for Joe McCarthy. Now, when you start looking at dirty smuggling operations and Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon and Joe McCarthy are shown to have signed their signatures allowing Nazis into this country. Both Joe McCarthy and Richard Nixon
I appreciate everything you're saying, but let me just be blunt with you like I am with a lot of the people. When you try to get your message across as a conservative or somebody on the right, as I appear you are, when you go all over the place like this, you do nothing for
it. I understand that.
Yeah,
but you don't help.
No, David, let me finish. Yeah. You don't help the cause. People can't follow you. You've been following this for years. You've been putting these things together and working it through for quite some time, I'm sure. But the average listener hasn't. So if you want to get your point across, I'm just trying to help you here because you're passionate about this, obviously. You need to shorten it up, get to the point, explain how the two come together. When you get too deep, people are done. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Organized crime got into the CIA. The CIA is not fessing up to what they did. The dirty guys in the CIA, whether it's all the way back into Richard Nixon or currently today with the oligarchs of today, they don't want to give the taxpayers. They use taxpayer dollars to do their dirty operations. They caused all this blowback, and all of this blowback is now coming back to where we're going to have to pay higher and higher and higher and higher and higher security costs just to double-check whether or not we're naughty or nice. And the CIA is making money both sides of the aisle protecting us against their same dirty people. And we're, so the negotiations Trump had with Russia currently, and Flynn and all of the rest of them, Rex Tillerson or any of the others, they're really negotiating with dirty CIA people.
So they just got in there. Was this going on under Obama?
I think that Obama, there's different stories. You know, some people say that Obama's dad was a CIA guy. Have you ever heard that?
No. But, David, we got to go. We're up against the break, and I appreciate the call, and appreciate your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I'll finish up my story, I promise. I'll finish up the story on the two Notre Dame grads that say Pence made them feel very unsafe. Moving right on.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working?
Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on CCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do so much up there. And I really do appreciate the time that you're hanging out. You're commenting. I'm sorry for, you know, some of you have let us know already, you know, I'm sorry for what Facebook keeps doing. You know, pulling the videos mid-video, mid-stream, whatever. Apparently, I don't know. They don't like the content. They don't like what we're talking about. I have no clue. But we're doing the best we can. If you want to head up to our website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. We also have a live chat room there as well. And thanks again for being with us. So, the Notre Dame grads that just whined and whined about how uncomfortable they were, how unsafe they felt because Vice President Pence was there. They were unsafe, or they felt unsafe. I mean, these people have issues, real issues. Anyway, let's take a listen. Hear it right from them.
So what I think is that the walkout was in response to the fact that members of our own community felt unwelcome, uncomfortable, and even unsafe with the invitation of Mike Pence. And so I agree with Luis that if that is...
But why? I mean, seriously, when Billy Bob Clinton shows up on site, why aren't all the girls feeling unsafe? Why don't they feel kind of, you know, worried about maybe, you know, their sexual well-being? I mean, you don't... No, okay, never mind.
That's the case with whoever the invitation is, that I would be walking out in solidarity with students who don't feel welcome on their own campus at their own graduation. And so really our focus has just been that this would not be appropriate event for this kind of political discourse, that this should have been the event.
I'd like to know what political discourse exactly she's talking about. It'd be nice if they would finish their thoughts.
Where all the graduates and all of their family members could have felt welcome. And so political discourse should be happening in other contexts at this campus, not at our commencement.
I understand. And then, Louise, I heard you a moment ago saying, you know, yes, I think I heard you saying you would have walked out on this more liberal figure, just depending on at the moment or whoever that was. But, you know, you college campuses, and this is my last question, college campuses oftentimes are criticized for being, you know, too liberal for not considering the other side. Is that a fair stereotype?
That's a stereotype I cannot really speak about. But I can tell you that at least in my experience, you know, as part, being part of this generation and as being as a recent graduate, is that, yes, there are difficulties over free speech. It's hard to have these conversations. And we agree that free speech is a very important thing and that we shouldn't be shutting it out. We need to be welcoming it. And in fact,
but you can understand how people are saying, well, how are you welcoming if, you know, you're not respecting, despite the fact that you totally disagree with his views, not welcoming the vice president of the United States?
And she's right. How can you speak out of the one side of your mouth that you're a supporter of free speech? Yeah, you're not interested in having any free speech going on in your, you know, in front of you or with you. It's just amazing. It's always just amazing to me. And it shows you that they have no clue, absolutely no clue what the English language means. I don't see how. I don't see how they can claim to. But again, I go back to what I've been saying for a long time now. Some of you guys have written me, say you don't agree with me. I get it. But you know, here's the reality of the situation is you have to start pushing back. We've got to start getting involved in this. You help these kids, nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, your kids, your sons and daughters have taught these snowflakes how to think this way. You ever think of that? I know some of you haven't, and you don't even like me talking about it. But it's very true. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you're interested in getting involved in the conversation. Let me see if I can spit this out before the end. You know, when it comes to, you know, religious issues, we're always told how we step over the line, right? How Christians step over the line, and we're just, you know, we're pushing our beliefs to everybody else. And we know that's not true. If you're a Christian and you're out there for the most part, you know that's not true. It's just the left wanting you to believe or think that that's what we're doing to make you feel bad. And then they make fun of Christians, how we believe, that you actually believe in the Bible literally. And now we've been told over the last, I don't know, year, two, 3 years, that people who believe the Bible as being truth, well, you know, it's dwindling, you know, the literal truth, that it's dwindling and it's changing and what have you. But that's not necessarily true. In a recent survey, Americans who believe the Bible is literal are not in the decline, they're actually in the incline. Or rising, or whatever you want to say. Whatever the proper terminology is. Brian Burge is a professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University, and he examined data from a general social survey looking into how Americans viewed the Bible as a whole. Now, the three answers a respondent could choose from were that the Bible was literal word of God, inspired by God but not literally true, or a book of myths simply written by men that were just looking to have a good time. I don't know, whatever. Burgess noted in a piece posted online by Religion and Public Blog last Friday that contrary to a recent Gallup poll, the number of Americans who believe that the Bible is literally true has been pretty steady since the 1990s. Now, Burge found that that on the issue of biblical inerrancy, like many other issues, those in the conservative camp remain stable, while moderates move to the liberal position. Right? Those are people who kind of, moderates usually are people kind of going, yeah, you know, it might be true, but I'm not so sure it needs to be, you know, that hardcore. Maybe God wasn't thinking about what would be happening today. Yeah. So we'll move a little bit to the left to make more people feel better. Burge went to examine and found that while the number of those who support the littlest view are fairly stable and the number of those who support the fables view is growing, so the moderate view of inspired by not literal is shrinking. So, you know, you're losing those that are undecided and moving to one side or the other. Recent research published indicates a significant number of individuals left their churches over politics in 2016, and that was driven by political disagreements, which is really hilarious because they weren't driven by political disagreements. They were it happened because of political parties. It happened because you have people in churches, in a lot of churches, that don't know that God is against abortion. Yeah, that's an easy one. The creator of life is okay with you taking the life. That makes sense. You've got people, you know, this church issue is because of social issues, because you Christian parents didn't teach your children to take a stance. You Christian parents didn't make your kids make a decision and help them make a decision. It is okay to have a stance on an issue if your friends feel bad about it or don't like your stance. It's perfectly okay. Teach them how to get along. Teach them how to be able to disagree and still be friends. We didn't do that, though. We didn't want our own little Johnny to feel bad that we taught little Johnny not to allow others to feel bad. Don't take a stand on something. Don't make your stand known. So somebody else wouldn't feel bad. So now we get a whole bunch of little kids that don't want to feel bad. And when those kids become little adults, they're still little kids because they don't want to feel bad. And they won't talk to each other about things that might make each other feel bad. I like sometimes when I place with a lot of young people, I shut up and listen. I even stop my conversation with somebody else and I'll just listen to what they're saying. Because I'm always floored by the thought process. I'm always floored at how quickly they'll back off of something. Because they want to be accepted. They want the group to like them. So anyway, it's just amazing to me. Now, in a follow-up piece posted on Monday morning, Berg examined the political alignment for seven different categories of religious affiliation. Evangelical Protestant, mainline Protestant, black Protestants, Catholic Jewish, and other faith or no faith. He found that biblical literalism among evangelicals was high in the 1980s. I thought he said the evangelicals were high, thank God, in the 1980s. Dropped in the 1990s and rebounded such that in the 2016, the level was about as high as it was in the 1980s, which is above 60%, which is really freaky. Because if you believe in the Bible, if you're truly a believer in God, a true Christian, how do you believe the Bible is filled with fairy tales? Because if it's filled with fairy tales, then Jesus is a fairy tale. Yeah, you heard it. Some of you just passed out. Which stories are real and which ones aren't? If you're one of those people that believes in Jesus, says you're a Christian, but the Bible is filled with just nice stories, how do you know that Jesus isn't just another story like the Easter Bunny? Think about that during the break. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Really do appreciate the time. USAA is under attack. Or should be under attack because they're trying to leave supporting Sean Hannity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk about that in the next hour. We'll be right back.